Once again, we get a saying from Jesus that seems quite mysterious. And of course, if we put it in today's PC environment, he would be called heartless. But of course, it's not a heartless statement at all. What's going on here is that Jesus essentially is trying to give people a true accounting of what discipleship is going to be like. Of course, Jesus has talked about being good to our families. So he can't mean that we have to turn our backs on our families. Of course, Jesus has already talked about respect for our parents. So he couldn't be saying, don't bury your father or your mother, right? So again, we are literally dealing with the case of what I call rabbi speak. You have to figure out what is the rabbi saying. So this is not a customary thing for us to do, you know, in our environment. We don't think in rabbi speak. We don't do things or process things, you know, through kind of questions and answers by hyperbole and resolution. I mean, that's not our way of doing it, but that's the way Jesus did it in the first century in his Semitic culture. And so the main thing to say, well, what is he saying if we can't just take this literally, that Jesus is saying, turn your back on your mother and father, turn your back on your children, don't bury your father, right, and so forth and so on. What is he really telling us? He's telling us to get our priorities right. He's trying to give us advance warning on getting our priorities right. What priorities? Number one, the kingdom of God. That's the number one priority. Everything else is fleeting. If it comes down to, you know, my family or the kingdom. So if someone from my family says, you got to stop believing or I'm going to stop loving you. Jesus is saying, if you're going to be a Christian, you got to say, I'm not going to stop believing. What you do about loving me, that's your decision. But basically, to get our priorities right. Again, if it comes down to the kingdom of God versus having all the things of this world, and all of a sudden, somebody says, you know, you're not going to have this job anymore if you keep, you know, if you stay a Christian, if you keep believing in Christianity. Jesus says, I'm going to tell you right now, don't stop believing if you're a Christian. You know, what that guy does about taking away the job, that's his decision. But don't stop believing. So what Jesus is trying to tell his followers is, you're going to have to make some hard decisions in your life. And the hard decisions, it could get as much as, you know, stop believing or I won't love you. Stop believing you're going to lose this job. Stop believing or I'm going to, you know, sue you. Stop believing or whatever. And Jesus just simply says, don't stop believing. Don't stop. What does it mean to be a disciple? Don't stop following me. Don't stop trying to bring the kingdom to others. Don't let something get in the way. Don't let somebody lever something precious to you to get you to, as it were, stay out of the kingdom, or to get you to stop believing, or to get you to stop speaking of the kingdom, or to stop you to keep from following him. Just keep that resolution. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all else will be given you besides. The Father will take care of all that you need. Not necessarily to have the same amount of money you had before. Not necessarily to have the same relationship you had with your children before. Not necessarily to have the same job you had before. But he'll take care of you enough to get you into the kingdom of heaven. It may cost you, there may be suffering, there may be challenges, But when he's taking you into the kingdom of heaven, some way or another, you're going to be leading other people by your words and example right into that kingdom. And at the end of the day, that will make all the difference. So Jesus is just saying, get ready. Some challenges will come. Just know, seek first the kingdom of God, and all else will be given you besides. Amen.